with Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And today we're going to be talking about connection through the miles. Barb, I love this.
I do too. And when we don't have connection, Gary, it is so hard on me. It just wears me down. We work together, we parent together, we grandparent together. We've been married 37 years and we are forged as one. But it's taken our connection time throughout our days and all different kinds of ways to get there. Recently, we have been apart from one another because I've been over helping a daughter of ours, and she's had some things going on that's really required me to be there about half time. And one night, I mean, they go to bed about 8:30 at night when they have young kids, and here I am back in the bedroom, and man, I am missing you, and so much of life, we're just tethered together. And I thought, you know, man, we need to connect. And so I looked down at my phone, and I'd gotten a brand new iPhone, and it said FaceTime. So I pushed the FaceTime button. I gave you a call, and you answered. And it was the very first time I'd used the FaceTime on this iPhone. And so you pushed a button, you kind of spun the phone around, and you showed me where you were in the house back at home and what you were watching on television. You showed me the dog, the different parts of the room, and I spun the phone around and the little button on the upper part of the FaceTime and showed you the book I was reading. It was a David Balducci book, and I was so excited about it. And we laughed, and we connected, and we talked about our day. And after I hung up, I thought, you know, that's exactly what I needed, FaceTime.
Yeah.
Every woman needs FaceTime with her husband. And when we don't get it, we will show it through pulling away or feeling more edgy or more irritable or just kind of picking at one another. And there have been times that I do that with you because I think, does he not know I need FaceTime? I need talking time. I need connection. I just need your eyes to be focused on what it is I'm saying or doing, or just help me carry the load. Because when we come alongside one another, and especially from a woman needing her husband, there's just a wealth of things that we carry. We carry a load emotionally that when a husband gives FaceTime to his wife, he is helping to share half that load, and it's just not as heavy for us. So today on the program, we're talking about connection, even when you have it through the miles, especially when you're not in the same town. Maybe you are traveling and you just aren't there with one another every day, or a number of different circumstances.
And, you know, Barb, it appears to me as a man, and I love coaching guys on this, that a lot of men did not grow up learning how to communicate face to face. And so typically we teach that and we coach that at conferences and on radio and in web and all over the world now. So we teach people how to do that. But today's segment, what we're really drilling down on is when you are not together, how do you connect? And you know what, Barb, FaceTime is one of the ways of doing that. I remember we stumbled on that because we both had the iPhones and we were just enjoying it and connecting. And we're going to give some very specific coaching today for when you are apart, because with travel, you know what, you can use the technology. Now, technology, when you're in the same room together, is an inhibitor.
Mm. Oh, that's well said. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. You want
no, it's true, because
it again,
but it's when a man, and I'll just, you know, like when you, Gary, you're looking down at your iPhone and checking all your computer or your emails, and you're checking your phone messages and your text messages. The thing that a woman, me, your wife, needs is eye contact.
Yeah.
I need your eye contact. And yet when your eyes are naturally going towards these other things, then it is a barrier when you're in the room.
Well, Barb, historically, it would be a guy reading a newspaper that was the block between he and his wife. Then it was a guy watching TV. You know, now it's the cell phone. It's a mm-hmm. smartphone that really does inhibit. But we can use technology. And let's give three or four different coaching tips on how to use this technology in order to stay connected with one another when you are apart from one another.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Gary, why does a man need to FaceTime with his wife? Because, you know, I've shared as a woman, it's this emotional sense of, Gary, you understand you're connecting with me, you're carrying half of my load, but why does a man need it with his wife?
Well, I think a husband needs to connect what he is experiencing with his wife. You know, the wife needs to build a rapport. The guy needs to report. So he needs to unload, unpack, and speak some of that, whatever has happened in that day. Mm. And a lot of guys will say, well, Gary, it's mundane. It's not important. Well, it is important to your wife because it's the way that you and your wife connect, guys. And so when we do share that, and it's not a reporting like we're being interrogated, so we got to coach wise on not doing that, but it's a guy just unpacking it because his wife connects to him then.
Is it
and he also
dreams?
Gets the the dreams, the struggles, but he also gets wisdom, and the one that loves him the most is his bride, who can be looking out for his blind side and can give him insight and great intellect and great understanding of what he might be seeing, another perspective from somebody whose agenda is to build him up and to coach him up and to encourage him. And you know what, Barb? That is one of the things that we love to let guys in on. You know what? Guys, how do you do this? How do you sharpen your serve in this area?
Well, I love how you talked about when we are separated from one another a few minutes ago. When we are in different cities, maybe you're deployed, we want to really give some strong coaching what we can do right now.
Well, the first thing is we want to really coach you that you've got to plan it before you go. And so set aside maybe a time that you're going to connect and make it a priority. So guys, if you're out of town and you're doing business, come back early from whatever you're doing so that you can connect to your spouse and spend that time and grab the iPhone, grab the telephone and communicate. Because what you want to do is you want to fill up the emotional bank of your spouse. And you want to save the best for your wife. Barb, I love that. We had a gal at a conference we were doing one time saying, Barb Rosberg, I love you. You ought to have T-shirts that say, save it for your wife. Because you were coaching the guys to hold back information so they can be the first one to invest it in their bride, to save it for their wife and fill up the bank of their wife.
Another strong coaching we want to give to you is the necessity of connection on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And you can be as creative as you want. If you're in the same city, use post-it notes, use cards, text one another, or call one another, or email. What if you're deployed? Is it possible that you could Skype phone calls with one another?
Well, Barb, often, yeah, our military personnel that we're coaching, and we've been doing that for 7 or 8 years, you know, it's critically important to strengthen that. And most times during deployment, you can do that. You can't always do that. And so we need an understanding spouse of that soldier or that military person back home to understand that, you know what, safety first and honoring confidentiality when they're in theater. But we want to really enhance whenever you can to communicate every day. Sweetheart, what's number three?
Well, number three is don't try to solve the big issues over the phone ever or by email, mm-hmm. ever. Save it for when you're face-to-face with one another. Again, think of that FaceTime on the phone. You really need to be watching one another's eyes and even the small nuances to see how it's impacting them. Don't drop the big ones any other way unless it's through meeting together or FaceTime.
Yeah, I think, and that's an important issue, Barb. So often, you know, people will be experiencing things. And, you know, you've got to know your relationship. So some relationships can sustain that and they can handle that. But we got to be very careful how we do that. And then number four is when you do return to each other, mm-hmm. Give each other the time to decompress while you have time together.
Yes.
That is critically important.
Very important. So I can only imagine for those that are deployed, but Gary, even for you and I, when I was living half the time out of town with our daughter, there was a transitional time for us to just kind of reacclimate and just get in sync with one another because we'd been in two completely different households.
Yeah, so we're really giving four different coaching there. One is before you go, plan the time. On the back end, number four, is when you get back, reconnect. And so you can decompress. But right in the middle, it's communicating daily, and it's also being cautious not to step on the landmines to really trigger issues that you can't resolve over an email or over a telephone call, but you really need to leave for when you're together. You know, today's takeaway, Barb, is when you have miles between you and your spouse, guess what? It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be hard in the relationship. But when you do make time to connect to each other every day while you're apart, you will find that time apart doesn't have to draw you apart. But, you know, separation can make the heart grow fonder for one another. Find us on Facebook to continue the conversation at AmericasFamilyCoaches.com.